Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur. We are excited today to have Corinne Brassis with us. And hopefully I said that right, Corinne. But welcome. Yes, we're glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Yes, you said it perfectly. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So the background of your name, Brassis, that's not a name I've heard. So tell me a little bit about your background.
So that's my father's father. He is from Italy. And yeah, that's his name. I know it's been pronounced a couple different ways, but you said it so great. I was like, she got it.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, yeah, it's like Italian. Now, do you guys enjoy a lot of that Italian heritage in your family?
Yes. And also I'm very multicultural. My father's mother's from Brazil. So I've actually physically been to Brazil to visit our family there, which was an amazing experience. My mother's mother's from Austria and my mother's father's German. So
oh, wow.
It's a bit of a mix.
That is awesome. So, okay. So Corinne, tell us about what you do and what your business is.
So I originally started out as a weight loss coach. I was a woman who struggled, I would say since I was 13 years old, with emotional eating. I used to starve myself back when I was really young. And, you know, as I got older, it stopped being so easy to just do it by quote unquote willpower. And it just got really bad there. There's a lot of like really dark years where I was so obsessed with food and the thought of food. And I got to the point where I just remember like literally being on my knees being like, how do I change this? Like, what do I do? So when I finally healed that story, I was already a personal trainer, ironically. So for any of you who feel like, you know, nutritionists and personal trainers and dietitians, like have it all figured out, like, I would just want to say like, that's not necessarily the case. In fact, I find that a lot of people who are very obsessive with their weight and or their food usually aren't at a healed position. So just like an FYI. But when I finally did like get to the point where I was like, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore. I healed my own story. And then about a year later, I was like, you know what, I have to help women. Like I have to help all other women in this, because you cannot create big things in this world if you're not even in love with yourself or your body, and if you don't even trust your intuition. And food and your body, it's just like a basic level. It's really important for you instinctually to trust yourself, I believe, on that level in order to make other very intuitive and in order to make big goals in your life and to reach those big goals.
Wow, what an interesting concept. And I love that. So we have to basically believe in ourselves at a fundamental level is what you're saying, right? And that food is one of those fundamental levels. If we can't trust ourselves with the food choices that we make, that we're not going to trust ourselves in business itself. Am I understanding that correctly?
Correct. Not just business. Back when I first started this again, it was very much like, get the body of your dreams. It was very surface. And when I look back, I kind of laugh at myself because I'm like, it was very just level one. There was a gentleman I actually overheard speak about this once, that there's three levels. Like the first level is like the very basic level where it's like her abs or her ass and his abs. And like, it's just very surface, like what you physically look like. And then basic two kind of brings that up a notch, or level two brings that up a notch. And then level three is about hitting like godliness. It's an interesting way to look at life. But if you're not looking at it where it's so basic, you can really just bring things to like that next level. And, like, what is your life about? So, yeah.
So tell me, Corinne, what healing your own journey or healing your own, you know, emotional eating and those things, what kind of a change did it make for you in your life?
Oh my God. Everything. So for example, back when I used to be obsessive with food and my body, I was looking, that was the holy grail and there was nothing else. I thought that the reason why I hadn't found the guy or made the money or was satisfied in my life or thought I was beautiful or good or worthy was because of the fact that I didn't look a certain way. And I was sure that if I could ever actually get there, that I would be in fact happy and pure and worthy. And, you know, I could have that dream life that I actually was desperately looking for. And the reality is like, I got there and I couldn't maintain it and I couldn't keep it. And it was devastating and it was exhausting, completely exhausting. And ironically, as I've looked back in life, like that was just one thing. But I find people in general use things like weight, finances, like relationships as like this holy grail. That's going to be the thing that completes them. When weirdly enough, that's actually not the thing. Like manifestation is actually being that thing. And then in fact, attracting it to you. So it's a little different. It's a little crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, great. So, okay. So you healed your own journey and then you decided to start helping other people lose weight. Okay. So what point did you create a business out of this?
Oh my God. It so happened randomly. Yeah. Looking back, I like talk about like ignorance. Like I just was just like, yeah, one day I'm going to start a business and we're going to do this. Yeah. It's probably, I know a lot of people like think a lot into it. I probably should have. I was not the person who did that. I kind of just jumped into it. And there's a lot of wonderful things to say about not knowing better. But I just started it because I felt inclined to.
Wow. Well, no, that's great that you had the feeling and then you just went for it. So how long, I guess, your vision of your company and helping people, walk me through kind of that transition from, you know, the fitness health coaching to creating a business and, you know, launching from there and kind of walk me on that journey of where you've been and how that's evolved.
Totally. So back when I was still struggling with emotional eating, I decided to start personal training. And at that point, I met my now ex-boyfriend, but this guy, and he was one of the top trainers, and his passion for fitness actually instilled me to want to learn more about it. From there, I decided to go into nutrition and get certified in that. And he was already at that point doing like customized plans. He was amazing. Actually, he taught me how to customize a plan. He taught me so much about nutrition and fitness, stuff that was never taught anywhere else. He was truly amazing. And he was probably the pivotal role that really brought me to like, hey, you can take something and make it your own. And you don't need to like wait for somebody else's permission. And he's still one of, in my opinion, one of the absolute, like he specializes in fat loss, like, and he actually works with competitors specifically. He's amazing. Very much respect him. And, yeah, so let's see, I did all that, but, the thing that was missing for me, like, for example, like every, you have to find like the person that you need, like their specialty, like his specialty was fitness competitors. I knew my calling was something a little different. And for me specifically, it was always more the mind and like how your mind works. Like, why is it that some people have success and others don't? Why is it that some people have like this life versus another life and others don't? And for me, like I realized that like for so many women that are struggling with having emotional eating issues, like it is 100% their mind. And when I was younger, I used to kind of be sold on some level like, oh, but a cookie tastes so good. But the thing is, it really doesn't. And, you know, I know you work with more women who are just starting a business or people that are just starting a business and like some succeed, so others don't. Like at the end of the day, this is your mind. Your mind is controlling the life that you're living right now. And when you control your mind and you control your emotions, that is when you will have success. That is when you will have true satisfaction in your life.
Absolutely. No, I agree. And so what you're telling me is that my like obsession with the tasting of food is definitely a mental game. Is that what you're telling me?
I love, oh my God. Okay. So I don't know if anyone knows what Capital Grille is, but they just came out with this most amazing chocolate, deliciousness I've ever had. Like, it's like heaven in a bite. And so my girlfriend and I, we went for her birthday and I ordered it for the birthday cake to come out. And one of the girls like surprises with this particular case. And I had one bite, cause I'm not really a dessert person, to be honest. I had one bite and me and her devoured the entire thing. Here's the difference. When you're an emotional eater, you will shame yourself for doing something like that. It's like, how are you so bad? How are you so, you have no control. Like skinny women don't do crap like that. Sorry, I'm about to curse. It's like, it's all this BS that like this story when like, who gives a crap? You had some chocolate cake, like who cares at all? But like as an emotional eater, you wrong yourself and you shame yourself and you make yourself into this horrible human being that has literally nothing to do with actual reality. Like a cookie is not the problem. In fact, to bring it back down to like basic levels, like weight loss is two things. You're losing weight from number one, your metabolic rate, which is naturally can be through like your metabolism, your natural metabolism, which has nothing to do with like anything, but just like you specifically as a human, body composition, like the amount of weight that you have, like muscle mass that you have, how much you exercise, like cardio versus weight training, the types of foods that you eat. On some aspect, losing weight is literally like deciding to save or go into debt. It's numbers. And then on the other end of it with weight loss, there's the emotional weight. And what I found to be interesting through the amount of women that I worked with is that a lot of women choose not to lose weight subconsciously through the fact that they are emotionally carrying weight that they are choosing not to let go of. And that's the part that I've personally decided to kind of specialize in. Because I think that's the part where so many women are going to weight loss doctors and they're like, well, why? I don't understand. And unfortunately, I believe that our world right now is set up not to, or where people are choosing not to educate themselves on how the human body functions. And instead we're giving away our power and saying like, listen, take this pill, put on more weight and then do this surgery. And then you'll find the freedom. And I don't believe in that. I believe in empowering a person into feeling healthy because I truly believe that our bodies are and will naturally come back to homeostasis and into peacefulness. And I'm not saying that you'll be at like bikini model 12% body fat. Like that takes a lot of effort and work, but the average person doesn't want to look like that. That's the thing that I've actually found through all of this. The average person just wants to be happy. So if you have an extra little chunk here or there, like nobody cares and you're happy with that. So the question is, why are you battling this? Like what were you told growing up or in society that made you feel like you were less than in your body?
Oh, I love that you are focusing on that and making sure that women understand, you know, that they're comfortable in their own skin, and I love that, you know, there's no shame in enjoying that nice dessert because it tastes great. So you kind of relieve me a little bit because I love the taste of food. It's like, you know, as we speak,
I love the taste of food.
As we speak, my partner Darren has COVID and just lost his sense of taste. I'm like, I don't know what I do. I'd probably lose a lot of weight because I'm like, what's the point of eating if you can't taste it?
Oh my God. Wait, can I stop you right there? Can I tell you something really crazy? So back in March, I had COVID and I lost my smell and my taste for like one whole day. And the thing is that I didn't know because I had ordered, it was a Sunday night. I ordered some pizza and I was like, I love pizza, good pizza. And the next night I had a leftover slice and it tasted like off, you know, but it's so weird. We're so intrinsically trained not to trust our judgment. And I tasted it and I was like, oh no, no, it's just because it's a leftover, which is like, looking back, I'm like, what the hell am I talking about? I've had this pizza for like 10 years. Like, it's never not tasted as a leftover. But anyway, like we're taught, especially I feel like as women, to like not trust our like basic instincts, but whatever. So the next morning I woke up, and then literally the second I woke up, I said to myself, I cannot smell. And I grabbed my candle and I said, oh my God, I smelled it. And I was like, I can't smell this candle. And it freaked me the hell out. And what's interesting about this is I immediately wanted to eat more than I ever wanted to eat since the day that I have cured my emotional eating issues. And what I found to be interesting, but here's the thing, ladies, if you're struggling with emotional eating, I immediately in that moment, like, or that day, like, I took charge and I said to myself, no. Like, this is in my power. I'm not going to allow this to control me. It's an emotion. Like, let me handle my emotion. My emotion is I am freaking the F out. I can't even smell right now. And I don't even know when the hell it's going to come back. Like, I am beyond freaked out. I am a foodie. I am literally a culinary, like, I went to the French Culinary Institute of New York. Like, I am a professional, a chef. I used to do meal plans. Like, this is my entire world. So for me, this beyond freaked me out. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So a culinary chef. Okay. So how does a culinary chef get to fitness? Okay. We've covered that, but I think that's awesome. Interesting transition that you've made there. So good connection though, between the two.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was it. I started as a culinary chef. It's just been so many things, but at the end of the day, like I'm here to teach and I'm here to help. And, I love working in a kitchen. I really do. I love, like, restaurants. Is literally my entire world. I've spent my entire life in it. I love it. But at the end of the day, like, helping people is just, there's no satisfaction to that. And like, it's not, helping people sounds so cliche. I think it's more like, we cannot as a society just kind of go with the flow. Like right now in 2020, more than like, this political right now, but like you have to know where you stand with things. You have to know where your beliefs are. You have to know what you're trying. Like, where are you going? How do you want to raise your children? Right now we are living in a society where like you need to know, because things are happening at a very rapid pace.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Okay. So Corinne, tell me, what is inspiring about your journey that our audience can learn from you?
I'm nobody special. I mean, I think a million other people go through things that are way worse than what I've ever been through, or have a much better starting point or not starting point, or like, don't feel sorry for yourself. Like just, just go for it. Like, just do it. When I hear about other people's, like, be willing to look at what other people have accomplished in a short period of time. And also at the same point, like, don't try to be like somebody else. Like, just trust your intuition. The one thing you can rather, like, I don't think I'm that great, but the one thing I do really, really good is if I believe in something, I just go 100 miles an hour and I don't need someone else's permission for it. Like, do that, because I think especially starting out as an entrepreneur, like, a lot of people will doubt you. Don't fall victim to that. Do not allow someone else's doubt of your abilities to just let you cave, because no one knows what you're capable of except you.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. Yes. And I love that you don't wait for permission. And I think that's very important as an entrepreneur. It's like, you do not need the permission.
Yeah.
You know, you have a passion, you have a vision, then just, plow forward. Maybe you don't have all the answers, but just
none at all.
It, right. And figure it out as you go. And those answers will come. I love that you have that mindset. So, you know, a lot of times we talk about in businesses, you know, starting entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs, there's this concept of a support system and how important it is as we, you know, start a business and grow a business about having a support system around us to cheer us on, encourage us, you know, help us get to that next level. So, Kryn, tell me about your support system. Did you have people around you that really helped you be able to make the transition and build your business that made an impact on your success?
No, not really. Actually, it just sounds so horrible to say. My biggest support system was probably my ex. He just kind of went for it, and being able to model after what he did, just my own thing. It was fundamental. And the thing is, this is probably not going to be what anyone wants to hear, but I personally, you need people who are acting like, not just saying, but physically living the way you desire to live. And, back before when I originally started my business, I was attracted by certain coaches or business leaders that sold the belief system that you could just, you know, manifest or this or that. Like it was selling on a dream that wasn't reality. So I guess to answer your question, like, be real with the fact that, like, you're going to have to work. It's a business. You will have to work. Like, you're going to have to grind. A business is not the easier way out than working for somebody else. I don't personally believe. Like, you're going to have to wake up earlier. You're going to have to, like, do things that other people are not willing to do. You're going to have to be emotionally fit. You're going to have to be able to, like, manage your own emotions and how it is that you're showing up day in and day out. Like, period. And it's really, really hard, I think, personally. Be around people that are willing to go the distance. Don't be sold on fairy dairy. Don't be sold on, like, shiny object syndrome. Like sign up with people who are walking the talk that are legitimately the real thing. And you'll be able to tell.
Yes. No, I agree. So yeah, it goes back to that authenticity, right? Not only do we need to be authentic in our own selves and believe in our own selves, but yeah, we need to be able to see when others around us, or especially coaches or peers that will, you know, kind of help us, aren't authentic either. So no, I think that's good. I think that's really good advice. And I think, you know, our listeners do need to hear that. And there are a lot of things out there on the internet, you know, that you can see, and a lot of people promise a lot of different things, and you got to be able to see through that and really, you know, trust yourself enough to know if that's going to be right for you. But I love that kind of that concept of leveling up, right? Surround yourself with people that, you know, are going to help you, you know, make the next step, or, you know, be a little bit better, or whatever that looks like in your life right now. But yeah, kind of like surround yourself with the people that are going to help you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. And be so choosy, be so, so choosy about, like, who you are deciding to listen to. And I mean, like, my personal, I don't know how you've decided to do things, but, like, my personal, like, the way I've been decided to go through things is, like, okay, does someone actually have the qualifications to say X, Y, and Z versus just, some people are just really good at copywriting and some people are just really good at talking. Like, it doesn't, but they don't actually have the qualifications to go back it. And, like, I don't need it. I don't know. I feel like when starting a new business, like, you don't need a salesperson. You need someone who's legitimately been where you're at. And walking through that.
Interesting. So from your perspective, how do people find those right people then? It just came to my mind. I'm like, okay, well, so.
Multiple things. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, how do you do that? And, like, what I'm saying is, like, a lot of experience, and I'm making a ton of wrong turns. Can I just say that, like, it's okay to make wrong turns? Like, you'll absolutely probably make wrong turns. Yes. No big deal. And I'm like the worst at this, like, beating myself up. Like, don't do what I do. And I know it's so easier said than done, but, like, it's like, just kind of ride through it. But number one, trust your instincts and your gut. Like, I've had two very specific body experiences when about to signing on with the coach where I felt like I was being pressured and or they weren't the right fit. And or I was also actually feeling like I needed, I just felt bad. Like I'd taken up too much of their time. So I just wanted to like give them a sale because I just felt bad. And looking back, what the hell was I thinking? Like, it's like any good coach will tell you this. I just want you to make the right decision for you, irrelevant of whether or not you're with me. That's a good coach. That's a coach that's grounded in their themselves and also financially. And with coaching, unfortunately, I feel like there's been too much pressure. Like if you don't sign on, like you're going to be a failure. And like any good coach, no, that's not real. That's not real at all. So really like hearing the words and then also be grounded in yourself enough to be like, what is my body? Like, what's the next best move? Because here's the ironic thing about all this. You may feel inclined to work with somebody, but it may not be the exact right time. So like ask yourself, like, what is the next best thing that's highest? Like, what's the next best step for me specifically in this moment? And then work from there.
Oh, great advice. Great advice. Yes. And definitely listen to your intuition. I think, and I like to say, you know, go into those conversations knowing, you know, having already asked yourself that, right? Knowing what it is you're looking for, what it is you need, and what steps you're willing to take.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. And those, you know, you go in with those three things and you're probably going to make the right decision every conversation you have. So.
Yes, 100%.
Good. I love that. So Corinne, tell us, where can our audience find more about you if they want to connect with you? And do you have, you know, a webpage, social media? Where can we find you?
Yes, totally. You can find me at my private Facebook group at Haut Fitness. So Haut is spelled HAUTE Fitness Club. And that's in my private Facebook group. And I love it there because I do weekly trainings Mondays at 5 p.m. So you can just pop on in and everything is always catered to the group specifically.
Wonderful. So when you say group trainings, are you talking like fitness trainings, business training, coaching trainings?
A little bit of everything. So right now I'm actually in the middle of transitioning. You know, I spent a really long time specifically catering to weight loss coaching, but as much as I have always loved doing that, at this point, I would prefer to work with the person that is looking to build out the foundational pieces, because from the foundational piece, you can really just grow from there. So emotional eating, for example, is one of the foundational pieces that I focus on, really helping women. And I'm actually probably going to be opening this up to men as well, but like helping women to feel comfortable around food, have a happy relationship and healthy relationship with their body, staying consistently motivated exercise-wise. Some of the other pieces I've been covering is also attraction with the opposite sex, like if you're a single woman, and also down the road, with debt, getting out of debt. So it's very like the foundational pieces that I personally believe are necessary when you're looking to up-level your life in all areas, because ultimately, in my opinion, everything is always combined and you can't really say that you're happy if you're married, but you're overweight and don't want to have sex with your husband, like without the lights on, like, or, you know, you're super wealthy, but then like you can't get a date or, you know, it's in my opinion, we're here on this earth for such a short period of time. Let's make the most of it. Like, let's make this a full body experience.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Just, yeah. Well-balanced, well-rounded. I love that. Let's make this the best experience ever. And that is really what it's about, right? It's like finding happiness and in ourselves and in our lives, in all areas and aspects of our lives. So that is great. So, okay. So we can find you on Facebook, Haut Fitness Club for the Facebook group and
Haut Fitness Club.
Haut Fitness Club for the Facebook group and Haut Fitness just for your page. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, the my actual website is going to be redone in like the coming months. But if you like to go to hotfitnesshealth.com, you will be able to see the testimonials over there. So.
Oh, exciting. Great. Okay. Well, we'll make sure that's in the show notes. And we are so glad that you came on and shared your story with us today, Corinne. It's been fun to get to know you and to be able to hear your story. And we hope that you have great success in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome.
Wow. Another great conversation with a great entrepreneur. We're so glad that we got to hear Karen's story and really understood, you know, the opportunity of taking a challenge and turning it into a successful business. And isn't it so true? And, you know, Darren and I teach this all the time, that everything begins with your mindset. You have to believe in yourself first before great things can happen. So if you want to learn more about Karen and what she's doing and join her movement, and as she helps women feel more confident and fall in love with themselves, make sure you join her in her group as she teaches you how to love your life and love yourself. And I love how she talks about the fundamentals of health and confidence. And, you know, that's really Darren and I's objective, is teaching the fundamentals of business. And that's what we're here to share with you. And I hope that as you listen to these episodes, that you are getting value out of the journey others are making and the lessons that they are learning along the way and the people that they are becoming. And there seems to be some commonalities truly about, you know, finding that success, going on that journey, and really what you're learning and discovering about yourself along the way. So make sure that you tune into that and love that. Also, I want to remind you that this week, as you're hearing this, Darren and I are offering a free workshop where we're going to teach you the fundamentals of starting your own business. Our goal is that by the end of the week, if you join us, you will have a plan to move forward with success. So if you want to join us there, our lives are actually on our Facebook page this week, but all of the action and the follow-up and the camaraderie and networking is happening inside of our Facebook group called the Business Foundations Launchpad. So come and join us there. We'd be happy to, you know, welcome you and help you start your successful entrepreneurial journey. So until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.